with little attention to the rest of this very large world. So I decided to write my own. It's hard to understand at the beginning of a big project just what you're letting yourself in for. At first, telling the story of the entire world for young readers seemed like a fun and necessary enterprise, but it didn't take me long to realize how difficult it would be to choose, out of more than 4,000 years of recorded history, exactly the tales and characters that would bring the past alive, and also give my budding historians the important pegs of information that they would need to help them make sense of future studies of the past. I believe that the first edition of The Story of the World, a narrative, big picture, chronological world history, succeeded in this. The books have been enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of young readers and their families. They've learned about parts of the world they never knew existed, delighted in the stories of past heroes, discovered how the ancient past still speaks to us today, and, let's not forget, they've mummified quite a few chickens. I also heard from hundreds of readers who wished I'd done it differently, highlighted lesser-known cultures, taken an alternative point of view, included a national hero that didn't make it into the original pages. In many cases, I had to sigh and say, well, if I only had another 100 pages or so. But I also listened, and this anniversary edition takes that feedback into account. It is more strictly chronological, adds more non-Western history, and includes 10 new profiles of history makers, lesser-known characters from the past who nevertheless changed their countries and deserve to be better known. They add even more layers to this story of our world. 25 years on, I constantly meet adults who say, oh, I loved The Story of the World when I was little. The series opened their eyes to the size of the world, the beauty of other cultures, the enduring puzzle of human motivations, and the sheer fascination of the past. As Leslie Hartley famously observed, the past is a foreign country. They do things differently there. I believe that this anniversary edition will continue on in that tradition.
Introduction. How do we know what happened? What is history? Do you know where you were born? Were you born at a hospital or at home? How much did you weigh when you were born? What did you have to eat for your first birthday? You don't remember being born, do you? And you probably don't remember your first birthday party. So how can you find the answers to these questions? You can ask your parents. They can tell you about things that happened long ago, before you were old enough to remember. They can tell you stories about when you were a baby. These stories are your history. Your history is the story of what happened to you from the moment you were born all the way up to the present. You can learn this history by listening to your parents. They remember what happened when you were born, and they probably took pictures of you when you were a baby. You can learn even more about your history from these pictures. Did you have hair? Were you fat or thin? Are you smiling or frowning? What are you wearing? Do you remember those clothes? You have a history, and so do your parents. Where were they born? Were they born at home or at a hospital? Where did they go to school? What did they like to eat? Who were their best friends? How can you find the answers to these questions? You can ask your parents, and if they don't remember, you can ask their parents, your grandparents. Now let's ask a harder question. Your grandmother was once a little girl. What is her history like? How much did she weigh when she was born? Did she cry a lot? When did she cut her first tooth? What was her favourite thing to eat? You would have to ask her mother, your great-grandmother. And you could look at baby pictures of your grandmother. But what if you can't talk to your great-grandmother? And what if you don't have any baby pictures of your grandmother? Is there another way you could find out about your grandmother's history? There might be. Perhaps your grandmother's mother wrote a letter to a friend when she was born. Dear Elizabeth, she might have written,